Florida voters may soon see a proposal to ban oil drilling off the state's coasts. The plan got the green light Thursday before a Constitution Revision Commission panel, and there was little, if any, opposition. I'm Lynn Hatter. The Florida legislature has already placed a moratorium on offshore oil drilling, but Commission member Jackie Thurlow-Lipisch wants to make the prohibition permanent. And the way to do that is by asking Florida voters to add such language into the state's constitution. Her measure is Proposition 91, and it explicitly bans oil and gas drilling in Florida-owned waters on both the Gulf and Atlantic sides of the state. And she says the language is necessary because the legislature cannot be trusted to keep its word.
Unfortunately, the state of Florida has a history of a dysfunctional legislature, and they often take, in my opinion, too long to address very pressing issues, issues that are timely.
Talk of a drilling ban escalated in Florida in the wake of the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill, considered the largest of its kind in U.S. history. But just prior to that, notes Florida Wildlife Federation President Manly Fuller, Florida had been considering allowing drilling.
There was a significant effort to put oil and gas drilling in Florida's coastal waters to authorize that through the legislature. We opposed it, and then had a head of steam behind it, and then we had the Deepwater Horizon,
which threw cold water on that plan. Industry organizations like the Associated Industries of Florida and the Florida Petroleum Council Executive Director David Micah argue the proposed ban would hurt the oil and natural gas industry. And Micah points out that's where the gas to power cars and heat buildings comes from.
We have a role as Floridians to be obligated to that. I must point out, it's critical to point out, that existing Florida law in Chapter 377.242, Paragraph 5, specifically makes exploration production activities under a moratorium by statute. Not under a moratorium, under a prohibition by statute. So I'm not sure why we would want to do this additional step of putting it in the Constitution. It does it by meets and bounds.
But Thurlow-Lipisch says it is a pressing issue, and she points to shifts in federal policy that suggest there could be more offshore drilling, not less, in the near future. And if commissioners needed more convincing, Thurlow-Lipisch says look to the aftermath of the Deepwater Horizon and its impact on states like Alabama and Louisiana, where oil rigs are visible from the coast.
Let them have it in New Orleans. Let them have it in Mobile. We don't need it here. Part of our image is being the great, beautiful paradise, the state of Florida. Why would we want to be like them?
The measure still has to clear the Constitution Revision Commission's Declaration of Rights Committee. But if it does, it could be one of a number of measures Florida voters will be asked to decide in 2018. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.